Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And I hope you'll check out my website, which is the same name, smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's a 15-year-old website, by the way, folks, so I hope you'll check that out. In fact, a week after next, we're going to be celebrating our 15th anniversary of our show, of the broadcast, the week that we went live on the air 15 years ago. Week after next is coming up, and so as I've said many times before, we have just a regular level of obnoxiousness on the show here, 51 weeks out of the year. But during our milestone year, our anniversary year, and this one being a big milestone, a 15th anniversary, we're going to be extra obnoxious. So fair warning, a week and a half from now. I'm looking forward to it, and I know you probably are too. Doug Barry is our guest. He is not the least bit obnoxious. He's one of our really smart guys. Doug is the Director of Marketing and Communication at the U.S. Commercial Service, which is a division of the Department of Commerce, an organization that I'm very proud to know. Doug has helped us over the years so much with understanding how to develop an export strategy, why we should be doing that, how to find help for doing that. Doug, we're talking right now about free trade agreements because that's the title of your new book, your new ebook that's available wherever books are sold. What else do we need to know about free trade agreements?
Well, Jim, as you said, I've been with you now for 10 years on your brain trust, and yep. I'm learning new things. You can't teach an old dog new tricks, and I like to share those things with your audience. And so I've learned some things about free trade agreement. I'm very bullish on them. You mentioned that we should, as a country, have more of them. You're yep. right. I think we will have more. In fact, the administration has begun negotiations now with two potentially very huge ones, one with countries in Asia, including Japan, mm-hmm. The sort of Trans-Pacific region, and then another one with the European Union has just started. So those things are approved, and it will take a while.
But when you say European Union, can we actually have a trade agreement with the EU? I mean, even though I know they're on the one currency and they've got a central bank there, so to speak, but is it possible to actually have a blanket trade agreement with that region?
I think so. It may be possible for individual countries to opt out if they choose, but the negotiations anyway are starting, with the European Union government. And some of your listeners might be wondering, well, what is this? What does it mean by free trade? And what it does mean, at least on the surface, is that the duties and taxes which national governments impose on goods coming into the country are eliminated, or they are eliminated over time. Mm-hmm. In the case of Panama, for example, that was implemented this week, more than 50% of all of the goods will be immediately zero, and then the rest will be phased out over a period of time, in this case 15 years. Some of the agreements, like Mexico and Canada, that are the older ones, Israel was the first one. These have all of the duties have phased out. They're all virtually zero now, and that means that U.S. companies can compete on price in a way they couldn't. And
so that's one of the big triggers for a trade agreement to become enforced and effective is to drop the shields, drop the old shields, the old barriers to trade.
Yes, in fact,
otherwise you really don't have a free trade agreement, do you? It's just a trade agreement. It's not a free trade agreement.
That's right, and it's more than just the duties because it also extends to better protection of intellectual property.
Right.
It opens the services market. Services is huge, and we actually, as a country, have a surplus in services. Whereas
that's where we America really excels in that area: insurance and
finance,
consulting and things like that.
All of that. And therefore, the services markets are huge. Even the
Those are things that are probably not blocked at as much, because the countries know that we excel in those areas and we can help those countries with those products.
Yes,
our products are higher quality probably than theirs are.
Well, and that's a good point, because U.S. goods and services are in high regard all over the world, so that gives us a competitive advantage right there. And then when you combine that with better intellectual property protection, access to government tenders, which is a big source of business for U.S. companies. This is when a government is buying the goods and services. Now, those processes are much more transparent and much more open under the agreement than they were before.
Right. Now, exactly. And so is it easier? You know, a lot of the countries that you've named off are small countries.
Yes.
Is it easier? Are these countries, because they're small, I guess that's what makes it easier to get them, because, you know, the sheer size and quality of our stuff probably is those countries need that. So as a country gets bigger, is it harder to put these things together?
Yes, I think that it is. It takes longer, and there are more vested interests to deal with.
Right.
But don't be put off by the relative smallness of some of these markets. Take the Central America Free Trade Agreement, which involves six different countries.
Mm-hmm.
If you take them as a block, then you approach them as a group as opposed to one country at a time, you're talking about tens of millions of people with a lot of purchasing power.
Yeah, absolutely. Hold on to that thought. Give us the website, by the way, Doug.
Yes, the website is export.gov.
Can they find a link to your book there?
You can find a link to the book there. Yes, you can.
Okay, you can find a link to the book and buy it on Amazon. It's an e-book form now. Free Trade Agreements by Doug Berry. Check it out, folks. I think you'll be glad you did. Tintil, right back with Doug after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.